we've done hundreds of projects in my 32 years, but recently we've started up a lobster hatchery. So on the quayside we have a hatchery. So we learnt how to breed the lobsters. A pregnant lobster will have like caviar underneath it, like little black berries, up to 20,000 of them. Once it's pregnant, it'll carry them for 9 months. Then it'll shed all these berries after 9 months, and it'll have little larvae in the water. Everything you can think of in the sea will eat them, even the lobsters and so on. So out of 20,000, how they know this, I haven't got a clue, but they predict only one survives out of 20,000 in the sea. So my experience of changes are mainly due down to the boots, how they've become more modern and more proficient, and there's not so much chance involved now. You know, they can literally look on a screen in their boot and see what's going on underneath them. So there is a lot of change. But what's that brought? It's brought better catches. But the problem with better catches is it's the sustainability of actually what's going on out there. You know, maybe we're getting to the stage where we're catching too much or we're catching too quickly. And the whole idea was with the fishermen to make fishing sustainable. So where they're catching lobsters every day, they can also say, well, actually, we're putting lobsters back in the sea as well.
We've got the fishermen's support. They see it working with us. What we do is we say to them, can you bring me in 2 buried hens next time? And then they tell us I'm coming in with 2 hens.
So by turning the lobster over, you can tell pretty easily how far into its cycle they are. So the fishermen normally bring them back when they're about 8 months old. So we only have a month to wait.
So what we do is we bring in the mums, we keep them in this tank, they hide in their roof or their shelters, and they're kept separately because they fight, because they're very territorial and they're obviously carrying their young. So we have these cages set up, and basically we keep them here until they hatch. When they hatch, the mums, they bring up their abdomen like this, and then they flick their tail and push the berries away. She actually uses her these rear legs, and she just literally, delicately as that, one or two at a time, ping, ping. I mean, some of them, we've had some nice big hens in here in one of the tanks at the back, and literally came in the morning and the entire surface was about 3 deep. So what we do is once they've hatched, they're floating around in here, we scoop them out and put them in this tank. And if you look at the bottom of this tank, it's curved. Yeah. It's like this. And why that is because what we need to do is to keep them separated, so we keep them in a constant flow, so they don't get hold of each other and eat each other. So the creasel tank, as this is known as, performs that service effectively. So once they're in there, and there are thousands in there, all you see are these black dots like flies going round and round in circles. And once they're in here, they need to be fed. For 2 reasons. 1, because they grow very quickly, and 2, if they're not hungry, they won't try and eat each other because they're already full up. Basically, there are stages of molting.
Okay.
And what we try and do is get them to what they call stage four, which is when they start looking like a baby lobster, up to about an inch long. But that process can be as quick as 5-6 weeks.
So in order to grow, they grow out of their shell, and that's a molting process.
If you look at the features of the younger ones, they look more like larvae than lobsters. Mm. And as they go through their stages, you'll see some of them are beginning to grow claws, but they're down here, not up here. Well, their next stage of molt will be to pop out and extend. And that's when I know that, so there you go, there's one there. That's a stage two, slightly blacker. And slightly less formed claws. When they get to this stage, where they've got claws and they're much more active, we have to take them away and keep them in their own little cages, because that's when they're really aggressive. So what we do is we have cages.
One of their defence mechanisms is if they're trapped or caught, they'll let one of their claws go. They'll do it at adulthood as well. If they get like trapped in a rock or something, they have the capacity to release, a bit like a lizard can let go of its tail. Right. Lobsters can do the same with their limbs.
So as soon as I've got enough to go out, they'll go. So when we release them, we'll send them down a pipe to the seabed. We pour them in the top, flush them down with water, and they get dispersed. They will, by being a lobster, look for the dark. So they'll bury themselves into the seabed, and then that's where they'll stay and grow. And they don't get predated as much because they're under the seabed, so they're not hanging around in the water. And that's why we do it at that stage, because the viability of them being under the sea is probably the best chances of success. You can scuba dive, so the scuba diving system is pretty much the same, but we're trying both methods just because it's more effective and much easier if we can go out in a rib, drop a pipe down to the seabed and pull them down the pipe and flush them down. So to get from 1 inch to an adult is about 5 to 6 years, and they'll catch them up to about 10 years old. When they get to about 10, they get too big to get in the pot. So if you went out to sea, you would find lobsters that are 3 foot long. But they don't catch those because the demand from restaurants obviously isn't as much. You know, they would be probably 30, 40 years old at that point.
When did you realise you were going to become a lobster expert?
About 4 weeks before we bought the stuff, because we quickly worked out who was going to do it.
Why is the lobster hatchery good? Because it's doing exactly what we need to do. we're putting something back into the water. So the fishermen are taking them out, but the fishermen are now also putting them back. So what we'd like to do one day, for every lobster they catch, we put two back. And what it does, it makes the fishing industry here at Wells a bit more sustainable.